That was Drown from Roy Irwin. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast, where we're joined with Brian from Swallow the Rat. How are you, Brian?
I'm good.
Oh, good. Good to hear it.
Thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
So we had a chat because there's something very exciting happening for Swallow the Rat. You're going to Europe.
Yep. We will be getting on a plane in a couple of weeks.
Cool.
Wow. That's exciting. How are you feeling about it?
I have a lot of anxiety, actually, but I was saying, I don't think I'll feel good about it until I'm sipping a whiskey on the flight over.
And look, a lot of us don't.
So what are the stops on the tour looking like?
It's like a 22-date tour.
Wow.
Going as far east as Budapest, as far north as Oslo. We're playing the west coast of France. I don't know, maybe as far west as Dunkirk or something.
Wow.
And,
amazing.
And a number of places in between.
That's very cool. I want to have a little chat to you about how Swallow the Rat started as a band and your journey to kind of get to the place that you are now touring Europe casually.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this the other day. Like, this will be our fifth international tour. Mm. I moved to New Zealand, a little over 8 years ago now. My partner is Kiwi, and we had a child, and we decided that she wanted to be closer to her family.
Mm-hmm.
Trump had just gotten elected the first time, so that helped make the decision a little easier. But when I got here, Swallow the Rat was probably like one of the first projects I started. My aspirations for the band were just to, the first goal was just to get in a room with people and make music, to try to figure out how things worked over here in New Zealand, if it was different from back home in Austin. It is slightly. But my aspirations were just to play a show locally. Then we achieved that lofty goal, and then we recorded an EP, and then out of the blue, we got accepted to play South by Southwest in 2019. And everybody, to their credit, my bandmates here rose and met the occasion and the opportunity.
Mm.
And then after that, the band just kind of got a life of its own. I had toured Europe with my band back home. I played in a band called My Education, and we toured Europe back in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great experience. Always wanted to get back. We had another tour book that fell through. And when I started Swallow the Rat, I never would have thought that it would be the band that gets me back there. But here we are.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what would your advice be for New Zealand artists who are, starting their bands and they want to eventually go international? Because it sounds like it's a path that's full of trials and tribulations.
My advice would be I would make sure, just make sure you have good recordings and have a good product, hone
mm-hmm.
your craft and get a good product, and then send it out there and see who responds. I'm from Austin, but we got accepted to South by out of the blue. James Minor, who used to be last year's the music director there, but he heard our demo and mm-hmm. accepted us right away, not knowing I was even in the band. And and I think it's just on the quality of the music that we made.
Yeah.
And same thing with the European tour, the booking agent. I just, we had some friends are on the roster, but, they've listened to our stuff and liked it. So sometimes that happens.
Very cool. So you reckon, like, focus on the craft, love what you do, focus locally, and then just make sure that you're doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive to go over there, so
yeah,
save your pennies. And actually, it'll add up and
get the EU funds going sooner rather than later, New Zealand artists.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would say is if you get an opportunity, just be sure that you take advantage of it.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it isn't like, you know, opportunities fly constantly, but when you do get one, just make sure you take advantage of it.
Mm, totally. And you're doing a little kind of farewell show at Public Bar on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's free. It's early. We'll be playing 7 new songs, most of which we'll be playing for the first time. We're trying to road test this stuff before going over to Europe with it. I got a DIY light show that'll hopefully work with the AV at Public Bar.
Hell
we'll
yeah.
Have a secret cover song and playing an old song that we haven't played probably in 4 or 5 years soon. So hopefully.
Sounds like a real party.
Hopefully we make it all happen with an acceptable amount of embarrassment in front of a forgiving hometown crowd.
It must be really nerve-wracking to kind of test new tracks out, you know, with no conception of how the audience is going to react.
True.
To make you any
Sorry, I'm just going to stress you out here.
We've practiced heaps, so like I feel we're as prepared as we possibly can be for it.
And you got the groove down. That is so cool. So that starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesday at Public Bar. It's free, and Swallow the Rat are amazing. So head along, everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much, Brian, and best of luck to you and the rest of Swallow the Rat with your European tour. And just go kill it.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to listen to MMA Math now from Swallow the Rat, but that was Brian chatting to us about touring Europe. Woo!